Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Time to get some cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers. Now, the flavor I'm holding up, it should be peach raspberry, because it's more peach than it is raspberry.
But they call it raspberry peach?
Yeah.
Okay. You're quibbling. I mean, you're quibbling with a flavor title.
I'm not. Hey, as much of these things as we have perused them, we've tried them all. Why not? You don't even taste raspberry.
I don't even remember. You were raving about that one. I thought it was good. I didn't remember thinking it was the greatest flavor I've ever had. I mean, I'm more of I like the Galaxy vibe way more than that.
The Galaxy vibe. That's the fruit punch one.
Still, yeah. No cosmic vibe is the fruit punch one.
That's also good.
Oh, that's right.
That's good.
Yeah. Which one do I have? The one with the watermelon and strawberry.
Galaxy.
Yeah, that one's delicious.
Woo. Cats get their first round going on Sunday. 12:30 is your puck drop from Amerant Bank Arena. Just got word from the Cats that Evan Rodriguez is going to join us at the top of next hour. So we will talk first round series with Evan Rodriguez, first year with the Cats. He has had a great year with the Panthers, and so I'm sure he's excited to get going.
Everybody had a pretty good. Everybody's had a good year, right? Is there anybody that you've watched on this team and go, he's not playing as well as he did in years past?
No, I can't really say. I mean, it's been a good year.
It's been a good year. Reinhardt, did we think Reinhardt was going to last the whole season and end up with 57?
Yeah, Reinhardt year was insane.
Because it started off and you're like, oh, okay, it's early in the season, but it never stopped.
Yeah, it was an insane year. But we'll talk to Evan coming on up at the top of next hour and get to our stuff there. Meanwhile, the Heat, they're in action tonight. 7 o'clock is your tip off from
nervous. No, a little Center. Worried.
No.
Can I just say this? What I have is, I don't know if it's nervousness, but I'm a big believer in this. A one game sample size where anything can happen.
I just want this.
It's a tough spot. Okay, what do you want me to say?
I just want you to stop saying the term one size, one game sample.
It's a one game sample in a sport that normally plays seven game series.
Like the haunted ghost of this one game sample.
So you really think nothing of it?
No, I mean, obviously we got Nick Batum. Because
guess what?
You've already proven your point. Like,
You think that the Heat.
You know, one game sample can go the other way, though.
You think that the Heat. Yes, but I'm giving.
Like, you know, like the Heat can come out.
Give you the other way. You say the Heat can go and get game one from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
What if that was a one game sample? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Do you think the Heat are better than the Celtics?
But not without Jimmy.
But in a 7-game series, right? It'll usually play out.
Usually it does, yes.
In a 1-game sample, when you already think that he could go and get one without Jimmy,
mm-hmm.
like to have that be the end of your season. So why can't it happen to you? I'm not saying that the Heat can't win. I'm saying it terrifies me that a sport that normally plays a series has a 1-game sample.
I gotcha. You've made that very clear over the last week.
And for some reason, you just...
I'm not dismissing. I literally told you, like, we literally already got 1-game sample. We got Nick Batum. Like, what are you talking about? You've already made your point. We get it. Coby White can come in here today, and that would be a 2-game sample because he was just awesome. Also, in a 1-game sample, Nikola Jovic should come out, and he could score 30. That would be a 1-game sample. Like, all right, I got you. What do you think's going to happen tonight? How about that? Instead of just saying 1-game sample.
I don't think Coby White is going to score 42 again, right? And I think if you slow DeMar DeRozan down, I don't have that much confidence in nobody else. So you got those two guys. Can you match their points? And then you just muck it up.
Caruso, by the way, says he expects to play. There's some questions.
Oh, I thought he was going to be out.
No, he said today he expects to play. Gritty.
Caruso is...
Vegetables!
Yeah. Caruso is their Caleb Martin.
He's, he causes havoc.
Right.
He causes havoc. So, what's Steph doing, dude? What's he doing? He's like, bald, he's for some camera time?
The bald guy with a headband. Does he get sweat in his eyes?
I don't know. Probably. I mean, it's a very thick headband, it looks like.
It's a thick headband, and he is bald.
Yeah, he's very, very bald. So yeah, that tonight, 7 o'clock, 5:45 is pre-heat with Solana. They will get you set for all the action. Schmeathen wants a prediction. I'd say he'd blow him out tonight.
Blow him out.
Mm-hmm. Blow them out.
But you're going to say that. You're never here.
I said close game against the Sixers. I thought they were going to win a close game.
Here's what I would say. In all of your predictions since I've known you, you have never come on the air and said, I don't think that he's going to win.
And I've mostly been right.
What are you doing?
I've mostly been right.
Oh, my goodness.
I've picked them to Marcos, go to the finals Marcos. The last 4 years. I've mostly been right.
Marcos, do you understand why doing a show with this guy is difficult?
Yeah, that's fair, but I mean, he's mostly been right.
Okay, oh, but
stop it!
As long as I've known you, this is you. We got to see what's going to happen.
No, that's not true.
This is you. I'm Leroy. Well, this is a 1-game set. We got to see what's going to happen. Task at hand.
I said, before you start talking about the Boston series,
mm-hmm.
I said, I hate 1-game samples. I said, I hate the fact that anything could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And just being in that situation is terrifying.
I'm not terrified.
Could the Heat win? Absolutely.
I've had Jimmy Butler stolen from me, so I feel like I've already had.
Okay, so you're gonna. So that's okay. So we already have. You have a built-in excuse. That doesn't change what has.
Not to a built-in excuse. It's just if you lose your best player, Leroy. If you lose your best player, any team out there that loses their best player. Yes, it hurts. It sucks.
Yes, like, it does.
Not saying that they could obviously go out there and they could beat Chicago without Jimmy Butler. We've seen them win games without Jimmy Butler before. But like, we're going to act like this guy doesn't have the biggest hand in what they've done over the last 5 years and all the elite things that they've done. He has. So
Jennifer has said it perfectly. What happened till we have enough?
I just said they were going to blow them out.
Okay.
Is literally my prediction. They are going to win tonight. Jovic.
Yep. And we're stealing game one.
For sure.
Easily. We'll lose game two. We'll give them game two. That's fine.
They're going to hate Jaime Jaquez so much in Boston after this weekend. And they're going to have to stew on it for 2 days.
Will it work?
Who's this guy? Why is his hair like that?
Mm.
Jamie Jocks? This wasn't on the scouting report.
It wouldn't be Jamie. They wouldn't be able to pronounce Jamie.
You don't think they could? Yeah. Because
Jamie has an I. Does he have an IE on the end?
Yeah.
I thought it was only an E.
What?
On the end of his name.
Nobody spells their name like that. No Jamie spell their name like that.
Jaime.
Yeah. Jaime's, but if you call him Jamie, if you gringo it, you still spell it the same way.
Same way.
Here he goes. He's got to go into the Google machine to prove it. Good luck.
Dude. I think you're
in a one Google sample.
Right. So you gonna get on me.
Take a quick break here on the show.
How did this become Bash Leroy?
Take a break. Back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
15 minutes.
Ah, 15 minutes of heat here for you, 560 WQAM. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
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 How has the new T-Swift album been on your birthday?
I don't know. I haven't been listening at all.
Ooh. You didn't listen to it at all, huh? I don't know what you got there. What is that shirt you're showing us?
No, it says Reputation on it.
What does that mean? Is that the name of the album?
No, the one that she should have released, but it's okay.
Oh, okay.
She hosed down Kim Kardashian. That's the word on the street.
I know. I can't wait to hear it.
Hosed her down, dude. Hosed her down. Her and Kanye.
She had some. She had some bars in there, dude.
All of a sudden,
some bars.
She's getting to the diss track game, and I hear Drake is next.
Oh,
wow. Drake's probably like, oh, thank God. Taylor Swift's out. Whew.
They get along though, right? It's fine.
No, he's probably just like, oh, great. Oh, we can take a break from this beef nonsense. Tired. I don't want to draw. Rick Ross is going to be too busy listening to T-Swift.
I mean, he's not losing, though.
Drake?
Yeah.
At life, but I feel like he is losing the beef. It feels like everybody hates him.
No, he's still winning. He's still winning.
He's still just winning.
But just because he's the most famous, that's why.
No, his song was the best, and he's the richest.
Right.
Mm-mm. No, he is. But that, again,
I'm
goes
just won by the song.
Oh, okay.
Reports are surfacing now within the last 48 hours that in addition to him insinuating that 50% of Kendrick Lamar's income goes to his label leader, there's reports also that his deal with Universal Music has resulted in all these artists that are mad at him, he's getting a percentage of their stuff. So now rumors are flying around that he's putting out cease and desist for various songs that he's been featured on, And long story short, everyone thinks he's profiting off of their music. So when Rick Ross releases a new song, a portion of those proceeds go to Drake.
I get. So it's kind of like The Rock taking a piece of WWE now. Yeah. Like all of a sudden, he owns all of it.
Yeah, he's a player, owner, coach.
So this goes way past him just, you know, Dirty Mac and everybody's girls.
You know what? It continues to have more and more layers as the day goes by. But hey, you know, enough of them. All right. It's all about Taylor and Kim beef now. That's what we're focused on.
Right. Exactly, dude.
My friend sent me yesterday a link of Crowder's wife being hit on by Drake.
Yep. And Leroy sent it also earlier today.
No, yeah. I keep getting it sent to me. And it's like, I know, guys.
I mean, he's obviously very flummoxed by it because he lost a tooth yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
That was insane. I couldn't stop laughing at that.
It's incredible.
Here's the thing. First of all, he tried to catch it.
Woo!
And second of all, Solana just... Crowder. Did you lose a tooth? Like, it just, like things you would not hear on a radio station.
It's crazy. It's going national too. Everybody's starting to catch wind of Crowder losing, and it was a front tooth too. It was right. Not like a.
Those are very expensive. How did it just fall out that way?
A top chiclet.
Yeah, that's a primary chiclet.
That's a primary chiclet.
It was too. One. It looked like it was one of his canines.
We got this up here for our listening or for our viewing audience. Here you go.
Connection with UM. Hello?
Which part of that is false? You can't hear me?
I can hear you. But the connection with UM is there.
But they had a connection with UM last year.
But they thought they were going to be wrestlers.
Regardless, they still had that connection last year.
And they didn't play.
Because I know they left.
Crowder, did you just lose one of your teeth?
Thanks, Will.
That puppy goes flying.
And then what do you do?
Wow.
You just put it back? I don't know what to do.
What do you do?
I think Jimmy keeps such a great composure.
You think he feels terrible, but that tooth is...
Look at it.
What's the upwards?
That's like it looked like when you were a kid and you put the string around your tooth to pull it out.
He lost it in bold letters. That was quick.
There is a poltergeist in that. Poltergeist.
Is he going to be ready for the draft show, Marcos? What's his injury for?
I tell you what, I got some content and I'm doing 5 minutes on his tooth, baby. I'm going to do at least 3 to 5 minutes on his Drake beef and tooth.
Jesus. That was something. Stupid. Flew out of there.
Mm-hmm.
All over the Cavender twins.
Yeah, all over the Cavender twins.
Who thought it was that? What are we discussing that gets Crowder so fired up his teeth can't stay together? What are we talking? Two extension? We talking the Heat? Nope. Cavender twins returning.
Well, you know that pressure when he tried to say WWE.
It's rough.
His teeth are mighty expensive for them to be flying out like that.
That tooth flew out like a field goal that just went wide right.
Yep.
Just took off.
He didn't even go straight at the screen with it. Went sideways.
Thank God he was home. Imagine if he was like, you know, on site somewhere or like.
Oh, if you lost the tooth here.
Oof. Oh, yeah. Good luck. Good luck, dude.
Can you really lose a tooth there?
Question.
If you see it.
Do you need to dip that thing in something? You just pick it up off the floor and put it back in?
Oh, 5 second rule.
I don't know how that works. So, like, how does that work?
I don't know. He just put it back in. I would have, like,
brush it.
dip it in mouthwash, something, some antiseptic.
You gotta soak it for a little bit.
You can't just put that thing back in your mouth from off
the ground. You know how you clean dentures? That's the same way.
Look. Solana's like looking.
It shot out like a bullet.
Pew!
Wow, it's like a cartoon.
Man,
Jimmy don't know how to react.
We don't know like what we're doing.
Jimmy was trying to be polite, and then he just had to like hide his face.
Yeah, like what do you mean? Like how do you process this?
And Hawk responded like what me and Toby would have did if either one of us had lost our tooth.
Man, that's crazy. Is he going to be available for the show today?
I don't know.
How much show was left when he lost his tooth? Is this early?
Live from the dentist.
I believe it was relatively early because I remember hearing it. I can actually tell you exactly when it was because I remember photoshopping a picture immediately because I'm a child. Yeah.
Can we see the Photoshop?
Yeah, for sure. So this was, oh man, this was early on, dude. This was like the first headlines, first like segment.
Oh, wow. So he had to rally for the whole show.
Yeah, I'm a child.
Wow.
Did that immediately, sent it on over.
He also photoshopped me today, which
yeah, ever since I got this fold phone, you know, I do a lot of different weird things now.
Oh my goodness, don't worry, it's
so
coming.
So far so good.
Rebecca and Mel had that phone.
Don't wish that on me, Ricky Bobby.
I'm just telling you, it is what it is. Had to get up out of that trap.
Don't wish that on me, Ricky Bobby.
Oh, man. Sergey Bob over Fivovsky says he looks better without the tooth than Solana does with any of his outfits.
I see.
But why, when all this was going down, why did Solana look like he was taking a headshot?
I don't know. Was it heat photo day or something?
No, I don't know. But watch. Like, if you go back and watch, everybody's talking, and Solana's just taking it like he's taking a headshot.
What's crazy is they don't broadcast live either. This is just kind of, you know, they take whatever clips. So he can be as relaxed or not as he liked, but no, he's used to the TV. That's what it is. You know, my boy's been on CBS recently.
Look at Solana. He looks like he's taking a headshot.
That's what you got to do, man. He's made for TV, guys.
Is he?
He's not like us bums here on radio.
Hey, speak for yourself.
True. It's your birthday. You're allowed.
I can't believe how fast that tooth flies out.
That tooth, like, yeah.
Because that's on slow-mo speed. It goes, pew! Throw some gas. That's
crazy, dude.
Hawk didn't realize.
I don't know how to react.
Well, how are you supposed to react? It's hilarious.
We would have did. We would have fell on the floor.
I replayed it so many times.
Man, trying to review the footage, see what happened. Yeah, it's back in there.
Look. He's not real secure about it. He don't feel.
Oh wait, he put it back in.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yes, he picked it up and just put it back in. I don't know what's worse.
Crowder is
losing the tooth, and you picking it up off the ground and putting it back in.
Like, how does it go back in?
So, like, is it like just glue on there? Like, how does it work?
When they do it, it fits. The glue might have just been loose, but it fits right on the, you know, fits right in there.
Oh,
can we now refer to this as Toothgate?
Yes.
Make sure this is the front of the newsletter, Jim.
Yeah, please.
Oh, just
that
coming.
Picture right there. Hold it before
it's
and after.
Coming.
Do people still put stuff on milk cartons? We need to put a tooth on a milk carton.
Oh, man.
No, you can't. Here. My bigger issue is, you can't pick it up off the ground and then put it back in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Doesn't it require, like, can you soak it or something or brush it?
No way. That's the least of my issues. Forget that. Real quick, 5-second rule, man. 5-second rule.
You put a nasty tooth back in your mouth.
Yeah, sometimes I drop a Skittle.
I mean, what's nastier, being in your mouth originally for the tooth or being on the floor? Like, you know, it's back in its home. It's good. Crazy. All
right. No.
That is wild. All right, we'll take a quick break. Evan Rodriguez from the Panthers, he'll join us at the top of next hour. Back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We gonna start this thing all right. Duval in the money logging out. Come on.
Tobin and Leroy. Take you guys up until 2. Got some news, Leroy, that's happening right now. Of course, very interested this weekend in the Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia fight that was supposed to be for a 140-pound title. Not anymore. Apparently, Ryan Garcia has missed weight by 3 pounds.
Wow. Damn it, dude. kind of like could have predicted that based off of how
he was acting, running his mouth.
He's been acting crazy.
Reports out of camp recently did come out though that they were scared that he wasn't going to make it. And then all of a sudden I saw videos of him like running and you know,
he was like partying in the club like the week of this press tour this week. Like but people are also very concerned for him because, you know, he's had a lot of weird posts on social media and things like that. But now they had like a bet yesterday about like because Devin Haney's like, I hear you're not going to make weight. And he goes, I bet you I make weight. I'll bet you $500,000 that I make weight. And so he goes, bet me $500,000 a pound. And he bet him. Now, I don't know if he's going to see that money, but he bet him.
So, okay, what happens now then?
They're apparently renegotiating the deal. According to Dan Rayfield, longtime boxing reporter, says high drama at the Haney Garcia weigh-in. Haney strips down to make 140, but per person in the room, Garcia has not yet weighed in and is going to be about 3 pounds overweight. The disaster continues. Per source, sides were going to redo the contract because Garcia will be overweight and the commission wouldn't let him try to lose that much. Garcia then tweets, Garcia is indeed way overweight. He scales at 143.2 pounds per source. He's not eligible to win the title. Sides negotiating to move forward. Absolute disaster, but absolutely expected.
I mean, nobody thought he was going to win anyway, right?
The odds were very, very much against him in this fight. Devin Haney, I think, was a minus 850. I'll check the Hard Rock. That's what it was last night. I'll check what it is now after missing weight. But first, I wonder if the Hard Rock even has it listed right now. But I will, if they do, I'd imagine that it's, let me see. I think they took it off. Nope, it's back. Okay. Still 850. So
you want to make, you have to bet $85 to win 10.
Yeah.
I'm out.
You can bet him by decision because he's not going to, I mean, I'd be surprised if he knocked him out because Devin Haney doesn't knock people out, but maybe he's too tired to get through the fight.
If he lost that much weight and still couldn't make his weight, dude is going to be seeing spots.
So you want to go like bet rounds?
How many is a 12 round fight?
12 round fight.
12 round fight. I say he makes it 3.
Let's see. 3. So if you go and you want to bet, I think you can get some action on this, Leroy, that you might like. Devin Haney to win rounds 1 through 6 plus 550.
If he wins within those rounds.
Within the first 6 rounds.
They don't have one in the first 3?
Either fighter to win in the first 3 rounds is plus 1,400.
There you go.
That's what you want to go with?
Yep.
Chili Pepper. Exciting. I love boxing shenanigans.
You know what's going to happen, right? Ryan Garcia is going to hit him over the head and knock him out.
No. I don't think so. He says, you still think, Dan Rayfield says, do you guys still think Ryan Garcia is trolling? Please, the kid shouldn't be fighting, not mentally or physically ready, obviously. He has problems and I feel bad for him. He has a good heart and is messed up. Nobody around him gives a damn. Haney is going to hurt him.
Yep.
That is a problem when you have Oscar De La Hoya as your promoter. Like, how's he going to see a problem? I think he's a little off. And Oscar's looking at him and goes, I don't see the issue.
Because he's looking through the same eye.
He's like, I don't see what's the problem. Gamesmanship. Pretty wild. Anyway, that's what's going on in the boxing world. We'll talk a little cats coming up at the top of the hour. Evan Rodriguez from the Panthers is going to join us. There is a report that say the fight is still going to go on. Haney has said that Garcia has honored their press conference bet and will pay him a total of $1.5 million.
Really?
Wow. How about that?
Yeah, I believe it when I see it, dude.
I think, well.
But so what was his purse?
Oh, I'm sure it was a big purse.
Like, you think, what, $5-10 million?
Let's see. I'll look it up. I'm not positive. I don't want to like throw numbers out there, but it's, you know, it's not like he's going to make nothing because he's paying this over. Still though, Man.
$1.5 million
for missing weight.
Because here's the deal, right? Nobody ever comes in underweight. So how would you ever get money the other way? That was a one-sided bet. You see what I'm saying? If you're fighting at 140, nobody comes in at 135. So how was he like, that's just a one-sided deal. Which I would question his head right then and there.
De La Hoya claims that they could, like, I guess if the pay-per-view does well, he could reach up to 30. But I don't know. I don't know what the guarantee is for Ryan Garcia on this.
Okay.
I don't know what the baseline is for it. But that's a big miss.
Oh, it's a 55-45 per split in favor of Garcia. Whoa. It's in favor of Garcia. So Garcia gets most of that?
Yeah, but he might have a smaller smaller guarantee too.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
So
how many pay-per-views you think it's gonna do?
Ryan Garcia is a big star, man. Like him and Gervonta did over a million, and nobody does that anymore. There's been a lot of promotion around this fight. I would say it's probably gonna do at least 500,000 buys, at least.
All right.
So that's really good business.
It's good business, but he's still like.
But I mean, people are right. He probably shouldn't be fighting.
He 3 rounds. Boop, boop.
All right, Leroy, there you go. Leroy's chilling.
Unless my man is putting it out there and trolling, and then Devin Haney goes out there and get a hit with an overhand right and go night-night because he ain't paying attention.
I don't think he is trolling. I don't know. I thought some of that too, like because he's such a social media savant, but when he actually misses the weight and has to pay over $1 million, I'm like, I don't know. It's a very expensive joke.
So he's made a lot of money then if he's just throwing away $1.5 million like that.
He's making good money. Yeah, I mean, the last couple of fights for sure. I'm sure he made a lot of money from the Tank Davis fight.
Right.
He's trying to get out of the Oscar De La Hoya promotion because I think he's tired of De La Hoya taking a cut, but
yeah.
Pretty wild. Anyway, he back in action tonight. Zach Lowe, by the way, Low Post. He's come out with his awards for this was his ballot this year. And all team, all defensive first team, Rudy Gobert, Victor Wembanyama, Herb Jones, the Pelicans, Anthony Davis, Bam Adebayo.
Really?
Put Bam on his first team this year. So there you go.
What they ask, it's unfair that the team can't score because what they ask Bam to do defensively when all we do is look at numbers is amazing, right? They ask him to do more than any other player on that team.
I think the other that probably frustrates Bam too is like he's got to get a lot of these guys open too with screens and right. So like just getting
or him. That he's always there.
Yeah, people
don't miss many games and everybody else is in, out, mm-hmm. out, you know,
yeah, people are like, oh, you know, the guy always gets a pass. First of all, I don't think he gets a pass. I feel like the first guy everybody criticizes on this damn team whenever they fail is him.
Yeah, because you know why? He's the only one out there.
So I don't feel like he gets a pass. I feel if anything, he's probably the most scrutinized guy on the team. Maybe Tyler's taking a little bit more brunt of it lately. But since they've both been on the team, I feel like Bam's the one who's taken more criticism. But either way, like, yeah, he does a lot for this team. He always is providing the defense, the facilitating, getting guys open with screens.
Right.
All that type of stuff. You can't just look at this and be like, oh, if Bam's responsibility was, hey, Bam, go take 25 shots a game. And if he came in and he showed up and he's letting everybody go by willy-nilly and he's having 4 rebounds a game, then you'd be like, all right, let's roast the guy. Let's because you're a max player. People are like, oh, but he's a max player. It's like, yeah, he's a max player. Like, go if you let me give it to this way, Heat fans. If you really wanted to change things for the Heat this year, and you like, what? Hey, let's blow it up. I don't know what that means for the Heat this year. What that like? I don't know what you think blowing it up means. Like, I don't know what you think you're gonna get for Tyler Hero. I don't know what you think you would get for a Jimmy Butler. If you really wanted to blow things up and you wanted to say, hey, let's get the most back, the most valuable guy that you could trade on this team by far and away is Bam Adebayo. Do you know the people who would line up to give you whatever you want for Bam Adebayo?
Pretty much.
So maybe some Heat fans are like, oh, great, let's go and get that. But the whole point, like, it's a crazy thing to think about, that there are Heat fans who look at the guy and they think, oh, he's no good. He's too soft. He's not a true leader of the team. And the rest of the league is here sitting here telling you, hey, first team all defense, was a lock for the Olympic team. Every damn young star around the league loves the guy. Damian Lillard didn't want to come here to play with Jimmy Butler. He wanted to play with Bam Adebayo, one of his best friends. And, you know, like, when he goes out there and he doesn't score you 30 because he's got to go stop the guy on the other side and also get his shooters open, you know, but nobody wants to hear it. So hopefully, you know, they should do, put the ball in his hands today. Give him the opportunity to go out there and take 18 shots and see what happens. No Jimmy out there today. That opportunity will likely be there. But it is one of these things where you notice when everybody gets healthy and everybody comes back, his shots go down, his shots go down, his shots go down. Why? Because they take for granted. They're like, hey, Bam, can you do this? Can you get this guy open? Can you go and get all the rebounds? Can you go get all the blocks? You know, like, that's just the facts of it. And
what do you think, at any point he's going to get tired of this, though?
I think there's been elements of him that is. I think that's been there.
Right.
You know, he keeps a PC, but I think there's been elements that
This is what happened to me in college. Because I was the one guy who could play all the positions in the backfield. So they would move me around when everybody was healthy.
Fullback Ord.
And I was like, wait a minute. What happened was, we had a competition for the starting tailback, right? I won the job. The very first week of the season, the fullback got hurt. So they moved me to fullback and then put Tony in, right? And I was like, how did I? And then Bunch came back 4 weeks later, and then it was Bunch and Tony, and I was standing on the sidelines. I'm like, how is this possible?
Yeah, I just, like, looked at that last playing game. I'm like, all right, yeah, he scored 10, but nobody gave him the ball.
Right.
Like, if he was 5 for 18, okay, we could say, hey, way to build a brick house.
We had one of those.
Yeah, way to build a brick house, Bam. But, you know how, like, they tried to go down with Tyler shooting them, and it didn't work out so good. So they got to make it up tonight to keep their season alive.
Now, I think it'll be a little better for Bam this week, tonight, because he don't have
you don't got to Embiid. Yeah, you don't got to deal with Embiid for sure.
Right.
Tonight, I think it's fair to expect more offensively from him.
Right.
But, you know, those matchups where you got to take on Joker or you got to take it on Embiid.
There's only one person you can ask to do that, and that's Bam.
Crazy, man. We'll take a break. When we come back, we are expected to be joined by Panthers winger Evan Rodriguez. Expected to join the show. Take a break. Final hour of the show coming up after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.